Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Hayden, joined by the pretty good Cass Page.
Yeah!
Pretty good.
Pretty good's good.
You can't get better than that.
Yeah.
If you can, I haven't heard of it. And we're also joined by Jackson Bailey.
Yes! Hello.
No introduction needed.
No introduction needed.
Yeah, exactly. You know him from before.
Yeah.
When he used to do
from
this show.
From the past. Yeah. Now it's the future. Yeah.
And today we're talking about the song that is I'm Blue, da ba dee da ba die.
The song that is I'm Blue, Dubba Dee Bubba Die.
It took me, so we live in, you know, the digital age.
Yes.
And all of human knowledge is at our fingertips.
Yeah, it's all there.
And I am a Gen Z technically,
mm-hmm.
And I am what I would call a digital native.
Sure.
It took me so fucking long to know what the name of this song was.
Could you not?
What?
Huh?
I tried to Google the name of the song, and it took me forever.
I didn't have my phone on me
to find out what it's actually called.
I feel like if you Google blue song,
wrong.
That's crazy.
So I Googled song that goes dubba dee dubba die.
Bad beginning.
And I will admit that, bad beginning.
Yeah.
And then no real, like, all these weird websites came up. And from kisstheguy.com says it's
okay.
I don't know. It says Blue Dubba D, yeah, by Eiffel 65.
Yeah.
Then amiright.com said it was called Blue in brackets Dubba D. A guy on Reddit said Eiffel 65, I'm Blue.
Uh-huh.
And then I Googled Blue Eiffel 65.
Yeah.
And the first thing that pops up, like, is in, like, the main Google window that comes up, is a song called A Decade in Blue, in brackets, Dubba D, in another set of back brackets, DJs from Mars Attacks FM Remix 2009, song by Eiffel 65.
Fuck?
Which is not the song.
What the
Why?
Fuck?
Anyway, so I had to dig down
you
to find
really
the...
struggled for
I know,
this. Yeah, fair
I had
enough.
To dig down and find the Wikipedia page, and the song is called Blue in brackets, Dubba D.
Wow.
It took me forever to find that out.
When you messaged me today to say, can we do this topic, you said, yep, how about, quote, that song that goes, I'm Dubba D, Dubba Dub.
I forgot the word blue, okay? It's easily done.
I'm Dubba D, Dubba Dub.
I'm Dubba D, Dubba Dub. I'm Dubba D, Dubba Dub.
I mean, that's entirely possible as a song. That could happen.
It pretty much did happen. So if your whole world had to be one thing, like it's blue in this song.
Oh, I see.
What would it be?
My first thought out the gate was hot.
Okay, so listen up. Here's a story about
like
a little guy who lives in a hot world.
Yeah. And all day and all night.
Everything he sees is just hot like him, yeah, inside and outside. So you
got a hot Corvette?
Hot Corvette. Yeah. I was imagining temperature hot. Like,
yeah, hot in his house with a hot little window and a hot Corvette, and everything is hot like him and himself and everybody around.
Wait, is it hot for him or hot like him?
I don't want a world where everything is hot for me. Mm. I don't know what that would be like, but it sounds like a chair will fuck me in that world. And I don't want to live in that world.
Yeah, you'd have a hot house.
Yeah, okay.
With a hot little window.
That's
a hot Corvette.
Uh-huh.
Everything is hot for you.
What? I mean,
And himself, yourself, uh-huh, and everybody around, because he ain't got nobody to listen to.
Okay. So everybody around me is...
I'm hot, dabba-dee-bubba-dee.
I have a hot house with a hot window.
I'm just imagining like a little...
I have a girlfriend, and she is so hot. That's pretty good.
That works. That checks out. Yeah, I'm imagining just like a little, like not like so hot that it burns me, but just like a bit too hot. You know what
toasty?
I mean?
Uncomfortably.
Yeah, like
toasty my house with a toasty little window.
But obviously, as well, it's not good. you know,
well, blue isn't good either.
Blue's largely neutral, surely.
It's most.
I think
that's
it's
sad.
I think it's pretty sad, right? Isn't that the whole point of the song?
Well, the
I'm imagining the color.
No, the writer of the song said actually. Yeah. The inspiration for the lyrics was how a person chooses their lifestyle.
Oh, I see.
The color blue was the main theme as the song was picked at random with one of the other, well, the guy who came up with the hook saying, write nonsense lyrics.
That's great. I do love it when a musician, like in a song, just throws out gibberish.
Yeah.
That, more of that, please.
Happens like, all the time that you don't realize.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single example, but trust me, it happens heaps.
I really like when you're listening to a song and they bust out the nonsense words, but it sounds like maybe they ran out of lyrics.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that one in the Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
Well, the one that goes, Scooba-da, scooba, flea, bada, 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 bada,
bada, bada, bada, bada, bada, bada, bada. Two Anthony Kiedis?
Kiedis.
What? Is that not his name?
No, it just sounds like I think it's Kiedis, so I thought you were pluralizing.
Kiedis.
To Kiedis.
Kiedis. Nuts.
Kiedis nuts. With, ow.
Oh! No, but that one was like, I know for sure.
Yeah.
Wong, yang,
I know, I think he says.
He doesn't. He says nonsense words because they had that as filler words because they're like, we'll write lyrics for this a little bit later. And then one of the band members' kids was like, I like it. They're like, it's staying.
That can't be true.
There needs to be more songs like that. Where yeah. Like, we'll just keep it as raw as it came out.
Yeah.
Be-ba-de-ba-da. That's
well,
good.
You know Chop Suey, that song by, is it System of a Down? Who's it by?
I don't know.
It's by System of a Down.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, la 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 la. Ooh. Yeah, that song?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Oh, yeah. You actually do.
Yeah.
Anyway, they just like didn't have lyrics for the breakdown.
Yeah.
And so they just picked a random book off the shelf and just read that. And that's the breakdown.
That's great.
The bit that goes, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Why have you forsaken me? In your eyes forsaken me. It's just like from
that's
a book.
That's
like,
good lyrics, though.
Well, I guess it's good writing in a book.
It's pretty easy to do. Out. What about you guys? Would you have your the world be everything of?
I'm
jealous of hot. I wanted to go slutty.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But I feel it's just a cheap knockoff.
No, because I was saying temperature. You're saying slutty. That's completely different.
Yeah.
Well, slutty in my house with a slutty little window and a slutty Corvette.
And everything is slutty for
What's
her.
A slutty window look like? Let's try and nut this
Wide
out.
Open.
The curtains are barely there.
Oh, my God.
They're like sheer and they're just for show.
Yeah, and a breeze is coming through. There's got to be a breeze coming through. Absolutely.
And they're pulled open.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it's Around the World by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the ding-dang-dong-ding-dong-dang bit.
Is it actually like, let me see
this. Yes, it is.
Oh, it does.
That's awesome.
The words I know for sure. Ding dang dong dong dang dang dong dong ding dang. Oh, that's good.
Well, what do we know why they did that?
Yeah, because
that was the kid. That was the
it
kid
was the
one.
Filler lyrics, and then they were like, "We'll change that later." And then one of the kids heard it. They're like, "Nah, the kid likes it. It'll stay."
Yeah. The ding dong's good.
It's got this website has annotations for the lyrics.
Oh yeah.
So Anthony Kiedis stated in his book Scar Tissue, these words are completely made up and not at all translatable to English.
Well, yeah.
You can't translate them because they don't have meaning.
Yeah.
Translate
yeah.
implies that there's a meaning that they need to convey.
I think Anthony Kiedis might think he appears smarter than he is. No one was thinking, like, oh, there must be a secret other language.
Because also, like, ding dong does mean something in English.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, dang dong.
It's ding dong dang.
Okay, yeah, dang is new. Yeah. Dang is new. Yeah.
When the band first wrote this song, they had the melody ready but didn't have the lyrics. So instead of singing words, their plan was to use the ding-dongs until they had something else. When they did, they went back to the studio to record the song. Flea's daughter heard the new version, disappointed, told her dad she missed the ding-dongs.
Keep the dangs.
So they bought them back.
Do you reckon if you were coming up...
I was right!
Yeah, I was confirming.
Do you reckon if you had to come up with an onomatopoeia for a bell, like we've picked ding-dong,
yeah,
would you have picked ding-dong? Like, we all accept ding dong as a bell sound now. But if you. Boom, boom, boom. I might go bung.
Yeah, I was thinking bang or something. Bang.
And there's no vowel. You can't have a vowel in there.
Bung.
I reckon G-N-G-G-G.
G-N-G-G-G.
Oh, that's gong.
That's a gong.
Yeah, shit.
It's a
no,
B.
That's good. What about, okay, W-U-N-G.
Wong.
Wong.
No, because there's a definite, no, I think you're right. There has to be a hit. Because it's where that's the where bell the bit gets hit.
Where the, yeah, the, what do you call it? The bell bung. Knocker?
The knocker, yeah. The dangle.
The dangle? The knocker dangle?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I knew what it was as you started saying that, and then you said the word and it's gone.
I feel like I want to say it's the key, but there's no chance. No. But it's something like that.
I think it is the knocker.
No, it's not the knocker. It's got a name that's similar to the key in no, vibe. In vibe. But not. I promise the you that it has knocker? A similar vibe to the word.
Bung. That was. I was looking at you and be like, oh, when he's finished saying the word is making up, I'll jump in. Yeah.
Well,
and
I think
you said it
often,
and it left.
I eradicated it from your brain.
Yeah. I think people often, it's like a dong or a bong.
Yeah.
But I think it might be a tong. I think it's a T.
I don't think it's a T at all. It's a B, probably.
Bung.
But
no, it's tong.
I'm a fan of wong.
Wong.
No,
wong.
Wong's like it's too muted. You need the hit. You need that transient. Wong. You need that ta.
Wong.
Wong.
The attack.
Wong is like if you're
trying to say wong with the most attack possible. Wong.
Wong.
Wong. Wong feels too gentle.
Can you ring the doorbell? Yeah. Sure. Wong! Wong Wong! Wing Wong! Wang Wong.
Maybe it's like J's. Maybe it's like Boo.
What? No.
Oh, the N sound.
I don't know if that is that. There's a lot of sound effects that we've named that I don't know if I feel confident on.
Yeah.
Like whack for hitting someone.
Whack's good.
Whack?
I like whoopish.
Whoopish is good. Whoopish.
Or a whip, yeah. But I think isn't whip almost onomatopoeia as well? Like whip.
No, you're just, how dare you? How dare you say that I was trying to make wong sound attacky and you've done that with whip.
Whip.
What? That's, isn't that what it is?
No.
No.
It must be.
Whip is whoosh.
Whip. Whip.
Yeah, you're just doing the thing you got mad at me for.
You're just saying whip. You're it's like saying like a oh, what's it, when a frog croaks, frog.
Frog. Frog. Wait, no, that's right.
No,
that's
it's
what
not.
They
no,
frogs
no,
frog.
Right.
Don't go frog.
Frog.
Frog. Oh, they frog. Do go frog a little bit.
Frog.
Frog.
Frog. Frog. I reckon actually frogs might be named after how they go frog.
Yeah, I think you no. might be right.
And same with crickets. Cricket, 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 cricket.
Cows?
There might be.
Cow. No, they can't say the C.
Yeah, that's true. Cow.
But they do say ow.
Cows should have just been called owls.
Cow.
Really. No, owl was taken.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's not right, because an owl goes hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
And a cow called goes moo-moo, moo-moo. And yet.
And yet, yeah.
Yeah.
But a dog kind of goes dog.
Dog, dog. Dog,
dog.
Dog.
A cat definitely does not say cat, but a dog kind of says dog.
Cat.
Dog.
Cat.
Dog is as close to the sound as woof is as close to the sound.
No, it's not. Ruff.
Dog.
Ruff. Let's explore this.
I reckon there's more R's in a dog.
Mm.
How would you, okay, what's a woof then? How are you writing woof?
Wait, like a dog's woof?
D-O-G.
Dog.
Dog. Dog. Works.
Am I writing woof? Like how a dog says woof?
How a dog says woof. Not your woof.
B.
Not how do you spell the word woof.
I'm not asking that.
How would you spell this word that has a specific spelling? I'd spell it W-O-O-F.
Huh.
How about you?
I think it how you spell a dog's woof.
Yep.
B. O-U.
Bruff.
F.
Bruff.
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 That's good. That's good. Bruff, bruff, bruff. But that's a very, that's not like a bruff. Oh, it is. Oh, my God.
Yeah, actually nailed it.
Okay, what about what about a little dog then? Like a little yappy dog.
Dog, dog, dog. Dog, 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 dog.
I think it's Y-U-R-U-P.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Spell it again. Yeah. I got lost.
Y-U-R-U-P.
Yeah.
You're up.
Yeah.
Yup.
Yup. Yup.
Why don't you say Europe? The second U in
Europe,
there?
Europe. Europe.
Europe. Europe.
Europe. Europe.
Europe. Every little dog's saying Europe.
Mm.
They're remembering where they came from. If they came from Europe.
European Union. European Union.
That would be
pre-Brexit.
All dogs were from pre-Brexit. That's probably true.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If I had to make everything one thing in my life, it would be money.
Money, his house with a money little window. Yes.
And a money Corvette. And everything is money to him.
Okay.
And I feel like that would solve some issues for me.
No, it wouldn't because... Yes, it no, would. Okay. Tell me right now what the problem would solve.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have some money.
To do what with?
Spend to buy...
Some shoes.
Things.
Oh, made of money?
A hat. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wait, I'm also intrigued by the lyric, everything is money to you. Does that mean it's not money to me? Does that mean you're trying to buy a hamburger from me
Am I seeing the world with money-tinted glasses?
Yeah, like
when... big dollar sign eyes?
Yeah. Like when two people get stranded on a desert island and they start seeing each other as roast chicken and stuff. That would be awesome if that happened in real life.
I think it must.
I don't think
otherwise
like,
it wouldn't be on TV.
Yeah.
I would like, if I could have any curse, I want that one. Where everyone I look at looks like a food
but
version
of themselves.
Only
if you're hungry?
Only when I'm hungry.
What food would I be? What would you see me as?
Okay.
What delicious food? We're on the desert island. You're
Your head is like the middle of a roast chicken.
The middle?
What?
What do you mean? It's not the whole
the
chicken,
skeleton?
It's just the middle?
No, because I do it without the legs.
So
what?
What? So no
so the
wings
torso?
Or legs?
The torso of a roast chicken, yes.
Okay, so like in Friends when Ross has the chicken.
Yeah, or
in his
Mr.
Head,
Bean when he gets his head stuck in a turkey.
Who did that first?
Probably Mr. Bean.
Yeah, classic. Like six episodes of Mr. Bean or something?
That can't be right.
It's like 20 minutes of Mr. Bean available on the internet.
And everyone's like, that show ran for 20 years. I've watched every episode. You spent hours and hours watching it as a kid.
It's
like an hour of Mr. Bean all up or something.
And you feel like, I think I've watched every Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
But I feel like there are Mr. Beans I haven't seen.
Yeah, right?
There are secret beans that we're not privy to.
Like every now and then I'll see a clip of a Mr. Bean and I'm like, that's new.
Yeah, I've not seen that bean.
It's because it's always fresh.
Very old.
Here's the bean.
It's 15 episodes.
15
episodes. Okay, that's sort of decent whack.
Well, there's definitely bean I haven't seen.
Yeah, okay.
You ready to launch our new podcast? Beans I haven't seen.
It's got 15 episodes.
Unseen bean.
Some of which we can't be there for because we've all seen that bean. And we'll just be 30 minutes of silence.
Yeah, it might be less than 15 episodes.
Yeah.
Unseen bean.
Unseen bean. I like beans we haven't seen.
Bean we haven't seen. Oh, okay. I'm trying to look up the episode titles
to
see if
how about bean scenes we haven't seen, or is that too much?
Bean scenes. Scenes of bean yet to be seen.
You've seen bean scenes.
Unseen
that haven't
bean
been
scenes.
Seen.
Yeah, bean ain't seen these bean scenes. We're introducing a new word, ween. To
but we
all
get
of
it.
Us.
Yeah.
Join us if you please.
We ain't seen these bean scenes. Genus if you please.
My queen.
These are the Mr. Bean episodes I remember.
Yep.
Mr. Bean goes to a little carnival. Mr. Bean has a sad Christmas.
I remember the sad Christmas one.
Mr. Bean goes to school.
Yes,
Mr. Bean gets his car run over by a tank.
I've seen Mr. Bean goes to church is one I remember, or maybe it was a funeral. No, because he's singing hymns.
Mr. Bean goes to church, Jesus Christ.
Do you want me to tell you the titles of the Mr. Bean episodes?
Yes,
I was hoping
do.
That they would at least give some hints.
Yeah.
Episode 1, Mr. Bean. Episode 2, The Return of Mr. Bean. Episode 3, The Curse of Mr. Bean. Episode 4, Mr. Bean Goes to Town.
Okay.
Episode
That's
5.
A bit more descriptive.
The Trouble with Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
Episode 6.
Could they contain that with one episode?
Episode 6, Mr. Bean Rides Again. He didn't ride first.
He did.
He's not right. Yeah.
Did he drive the three-wheeled boat car? No.
No.
His enemy was the three-wheeled boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 7, Merry Christmas, Mr. Bean.
Yeah. That's was nice. That a series or was it just like a... bunch of specials or something.
I think it was a series.
Okay.
I think so.
Number eight, Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean in room 426.
Oh, you dial.
Number nine, do it yourself, Mr. Bean.
Do it yourself, Mr.
Bean. Do it yourself, Mr. Bean.
Who's saying that?
Episode 10, mind the baby, Mr. Bean.
Now there's like a person who's like, the person who was naming him is now fed up with Mr. Bean shenanigans.
Yeah, episode 11, back to school, Mr. Bean.
Back to school, yeah.
Number 12, tee off, Mr. Bean.
There was a golf episode. Oh, I remember the golf episode.
Golf episode. Number 13, good night, Mr. Bean.
Okay.
Number 14, hair by Mr. Bean of London.
London. And the four was the finale.
Yeah.
The best bits of Mr. Bean.
Oh, it was a clip show.
So I guess there's only 14 episodes of Mr.
Yeah.
Bean.
Yeah. I think it's fun. What I like about this is clearly whoever was naming the episodes was just having such a good time in such a vacuum because, like, Mr. Bean just came out of the scene.
Mr. Bean down under the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was like fully formed, you know what I mean? Yeah. They were like, here's Mr. Bean.
And they were just... Did you mean to do that?
What did I do?
Rhymed again.
No,
Mr. Bean came onto the scene. He was fully formed, if you know what I mean.
I may be under the effects of a curse.
The curse of Mr. Bean, perchance.
I think it's happened to me. In the golf episode,
yeah.
Here's a central premise, is that Mr. Bean is playing golf, and he... knocks it out of the park.
Oh, Mr. Bean.
Right?
He beaned it.
Yeah, he full on beaned it. He goes to pick up the golf ball, but the person he's playing golf with, or another golfer, is like, you can't touch the ball. So Mr. Bean has to knock the golf ball across London because he keeps on knocking it away, but he won't pick it up and take it back to the golf course.
Yeah.
And every time he tries to hit it back to the golf course, it ends up in an amusing situation, like in someone's sandwich or whatever. And then he's going to knock it out of their sandwich because he can't touch it. Yeah. That's the sort of premise of the Mr. Bean.
That sounds fun. What a romp.
Do you reckon it's easy to come up with a Mr. Bean premise?
Well, they only did 14 and they had 15 episodes and the 15th was the best of Mr. Bean. It probably seems easy, but it's impossibly hard.
No, have a go.
All right. Mr. Bean goes to military.
Mr.
Bean joins the army.
And maybe this...
And shenanigans ensue.
Maybe the central premise is Mr. Bean has a grenade.
There'd be some great shenanigans.
The pin's been pulled.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and
fun.
He's like, I can't... And yeah, he's going into somebody's office and they're like, oh, welcome, Bean. And they start talking to him and he's like, because he's got a grenade, live grenade in his hands.
Yeah.
But he's got to be polite. You know
he's
what I mean?
Trying to shake people's hands.
Yeah. Or puts a grenade away. Yeah.
Be funny. A funny scene with him and a big assault rifle and he's like, you know, waggling it around and everyone ducks behind
like,
him kind of thing.
And he doesn't even really realize. And maybe he pretends it's a walking stick as a bit because he thinks it's funny.
Oh, yeah. He limps for a bit. Mm. Yeah. He's taken to the infirmary.
Oh, that's good. And in the infirmary, you know, he's not sick, but they think he is and he doesn't want to. He's like, I'll lie down in the gurney or whatever. Mm. How does it end? He blows up his car.
Oh, do you know what? Okay, while he's in the gurney,
he's
happy to be here because, like, he gets taken care of. And he's got the beautiful nurse. And then, because it's the 90s, an old nurse comes
in. Oh, no!
No, not an old nurse!
Yeah. Oh, my God. Mr. Bean.
And he runs and he goes AWOL.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a nice scene. It kind of doesn't work with your grenade scene.
Yeah.
But it seems like there's a fun scene where he's going through a trunk of army stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like sort of trying to find his teddy or something.
Mm.
And he's going through and throwing stuff over his shoulder. And shenanigans ensue. And you're like, I feel like I can see him picking up a grenade, be like, oh, watch this. And taking out the pin, be like, huh. And then throwing it over his shoulder.
Very
and
true.
Something explodes in the background.
But
and
he doesn't even
notice.
He doesn't even register.
And then maybe there'll be a bit where he's like doing, I don't know what this is called, but where they put a missile in a big tube and they shoot the tube.
Oh, yeah, and then they fire it out the tube.
And he trips over and the tube blows up the three-wheel car.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Okay,
you go.
May I add to this episode?
Please.
There's going to be a scene with like them doing the fancy marching with drills, but there's a mosquito.
Oh.
So he's just trying to swat the mosquito away, and then one of the sergeants is like, you need to follow that man's lead.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and everyone starts doing
The Mr. Bean mosquito swatting.
Maybe he's in the new recruits or something.
Yeah.
And so all the new recruits get nervous and start doing what he's doing.
Copying Mr.
Bean. But then the sergeant goes, Mr. Bean.
And maybe he swats the, finally gets the mosquito by swatting it on the sergeant's bald head.
Yes.
And the sergeant gives him a...
This stuff writes itself.
I know. Why did they stop after 14 episodes?
I understand why everyone thinks there's 100 episodes, because they should have been.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there was the animated Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as good.
Was there?
Has Mr. Bean been to the zoo?
Sure. Oh. He should, though.
I feel like maybe the logistics of filming it would be annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
But, God, Mr. Bean getting into the lion enclosure.
Oh, my God.
Do you reckon he would nearly accidentally marry a gorilla?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think he'd fall in and fall in love with the gorilla.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's not quite what Mr. Bean does.
No, a gorilla would fall in love with him.
It's slightly different. Yeah, slightly different vibe.
Mr. Bean cannot love. Yeah. He loves Teddy and Nortel.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Maybe a gorilla drops Teddy into the gorilla enclosure. Gorilla's like, this is my baby.
And he's like, oh, this is my daddy. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He tries to convince the lions to come get the gorillas.
Mm.
Yeah.
I could see a scene as well where, for whatever reason, he has to hide meat about his person.
Yeah.
And then
he's eating a bunch of sausage, cured sausage.
Yeah.
And then he's walking into the thing. And it says, no outside food.
Yes, exactly.
And he goes, uh-oh, I've got all these sausages.
Maybe he glances
like
over to like...
and links of sausages.
Like, glances over to one of the boards that's like, slice of sausage, $15. And
And then he tucks it into his clothes.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the episode, you know, maybe the whole, like, the central conceit of the episode is everybody wants to get Mr. Bean's... A mean security guard figures out he's brought sausages in.
Yeah.
So he's avoiding the security guard the whole episode. Then in the end, he's avoiding him. He opens a door, steps inside, closes the door. He's like, phew, turns around. He's in the lion enclosure. Yeah. And the lions want his sausages.
Yeah,
and he's like,
and then it's their lips.
You know, the music for Bean.
Yeah.
Man, who is a bean?
He came from outer space.
Man, who is
it's
a bean?
It's not really explained.
Mr. Bean. Yeah, we could have written for Mr. Bean.
Okay, God. What if your whole house was Bean?
Whoa, Mr. Bean?
Bean or Beans?
Yeah.
Oh, no, as in Bean his house with a Bean little window.
Okay, that didn't quite answer the question.
Whichever is most applicable at that time.
I wouldn't like a Mr. Bean window because I don't like the idea of opening it and making a...
Yeah.
Or maybe I love that idea. Opening the curtains. Getting in my Corvette.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be really hard to make dinner in the kitchen because everything would just go wrong.
Yes, very true. That's
true. You'd be burning stuff and the fry pan would, like, you'd try and flip your pancake and the handle would fly off.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole, like, thing hits the roof or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're just left holding the handle, pancakes on the ceiling, pan is on top of your head.
Yeah, you fall over and burn your hand on the stove. And then you put your other hand in the toaster.
I don't like that by being near Mr. Bean, I have become incompetent.
No, because you're not near Mr. Bean. Your kitchen is Mr. Bean.
Okay,
and also, everything is Bean for you.
Everything is Bean. I live in a Bean house.
in a Bean world. And you have a girlfriend and she is so Bean.
She is so Bean.
Bean are the feelings that live inside me. You are Bean.
Do you guys want to hear some facts about the song that goes I'm blue, dubba dee, dubba da?
I'd love to.
So the original lyrics were, this is unconfirmed.
Okay.
Awesome. I'm in need of a guide.
Oh.
So I'm blue and I'm in need of a guide.
For whatever reason,
they were like, nah, fuck that.
Bubby, bubby, bubba,
just dubba dee, dubba da. Who cares?
Ooh, do you reckon conflicting that... information with my information.
Whoa,
oh, my
is
God.
It really?
Yeah.
Do you reckon the reason they went back to Ubba Dee, Ubba Da is because.
Dubba dee,
excuse me. It's because somebody couldn't remember the original lyrics they'd written. It was like,
very
blue.
Potentially, yeah.
Wait, what was that? Do that again.
Pardon? Well, sorry.
I found a Reddit thread of people being like, what are the actual lyrics to this song?
Oh, yeah.
But it was only from 8 years ago. And they could have just looked it up. This guy being like, I'm in this big fight with my mum and my auntie, and they are sure the lyrics are, if I was green, I would die.
You're like, no, you can look it up.
It's dabba-dee-dabba-die.
You can just...
Yeah, but they've gone to Reddit on r/music to be like, God, you got to help me out. It's like, you already know how to use the internet. Just look it up.
Just check.
You can check.
It is one of the greatest things with, like, the, you know, like Google Nests and stuff.
Yeah.
Anytime you're having an argument, you can just ask the air and find out who's right.
That's
great.
But this guy's
like,
he's responded So someone's like, if I was green, I would die is wrong. The lyrics are dubba dee dubba die. Interviews with the band members have said it started out as I'm in need of a guide, but the album version is just nonsense words.
I see.
That's from some guy on Reddit. And then the guy, the original poster is like, I know in my heart I'm right. I'm trying to find proof to back it up to get her and her crazy bat lady mother to shut up.
That's.
Well, I think it was his wife and her mother.
So, yes. It's so complicated.
But there's so much.
Bat lady.
I might have. Wait. Did I miss a word?
Or was he calling his stepmom a bat lady? Look.
No, a crazy bat lady. So what maybe like batshit crazy. And they
or like maybe confused. Like a crazy cat lady. She's got a lot of bats.
Lady. Maybe she is a crazy cat lady and they just missed.
Yeah, surely. Nobody has that many bats.
Anyway, that's my facts.
But you wouldn't need that many bats to be crazy bat lady.
One bat's enough.
You could, but that's a crazy about a bat lady. You'd need two to be a crazy bat. Oh, three, I reckon.
Two bats is pretty crazy. I like bats. Great animal.
They're really sweet.
I feel like you could be a bat, crazy bat lady without owning any bats. If your whole house was...
That's very
if
true.
If you had a bat window and a bat Corvette and everything was bat for you, I think you would be a crazy bat lady.
I agree.
Houses of bats.
Yeah.
A bat girlfriend.
That is the feeling that live inside me.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear some history about the song?
Let's hear this conflicting information. I'm interested.
No, the conflicting information was just at the start where what I mentioned at the start of the episode with
the guy who wrote
the piano bit.
Originally started as
just write nonsense. But my history, I wanted to pull up some quotes because it went number one
in every country.
And even like the end of year charts, end of decade charts, it was still in there for like Australia, Canada, and hang on.
Like all of Europe.
They're
Italian.
So they are Italian.
Eiffel 65.
So they were in heaps of end of year chart. They were Hot 100 Euro chart. They won the end of year chart. But for the decade end charts, Austria, Canada, and the Netherlands, they were still in the top 100 songs of the decade.
That's crazy.
So it took off. But I just wanted to share some critical reception from when it was released.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
So from Pop Matters, Christopher Massey said... his initial reaction to the song was really, really bad. However, after many repeated listenings, he loved it. someone from AllMusic described it as a hypnotic smash. And then Rolling Stone didn't love it initially. They said, blends Cher-esque vocoder vocals, trance-like synth riffs, unabashed Eurodisco beats, and a baby babble chorus so infantile, it makes the Teletubbies look like Shakespeare.
I hate that guy.
And then they said that
he would have been so chuffed with that line.
He would have been so pleased.
Then he put it on the list of like top 20 annoying songs at number 14. So I don't know what chopped it, that's what he was talking
Crazy
about.
Crazy Frog, probably.
Crazy Frog, pretty annoying.
Yeah. That Schnee Schnorr Schnappy ringtone you could buy in the early 2000s.
I do not
recall
this.
Schnee Schnorr Schnappy, 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 Schnappy.
We're nearly all speaking German.
Schnee Schnorr Schnappy.
Was it a crocodile that said these things?
Yeah.
I remember it now.
We've got a Scottish newspaper Daily Record said that it was the strangest sounding Euro club hit of the summer.
They just sound like more baffled by it. Interesting. Strange. Yeah.
There was a nice one from Billboard. The hook here, with its dancey but curiously compelling sing-songy rhythm and lyric, is destined to react instantly with listeners far and wide. It has a Euro sound and it's creative. It will affect listeners on both ends of the demographic spectrum and it's anthemic.
Whoa.
My favourite one, though, is from Entertainment Weekly. It said the song is a fleeting feel-good foot tapper. And they gave the song a B-.
A B-. Hey, I'll take a B-.
Yeah, B- is all right.
Imagine releasing a song that was going number one everywhere and someone's like, yeah, it gets your feet tapping. B-.
Like, oh. B- is still pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's not if you're topping the charts.
I would like a B.
That's an A+.
B+.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, popularity's
That's
not...
like if I was the greatest. Say I beat the world record for, like, most...
Most bees. Oh, you say eaten?
Yeah.
Okay. In how long? In a lifetime?
In 1 hour. Okay. Most bees eaten in 1 hour. 10,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of bees.
That's why I've got the record.
Yeah.
What's your method? A big straw?
Get all the bees in a big tub.
Yep.
And then a straw them up with like a boba straw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the trick is you suck up the queen first and then just open your mouth and the rest of them fly into your throat. They do all the work for you.
I'm just sitting there getting fuller and fuller of these. The Guinness World Record people, they're so awestruck they can't even write like, anything down in their clipboards.
Do we give the record to the bees or this guy?
But then
not really doing anything.
That's like me winning that world record and you're like, yeah, B plus. No, A plus, I ate the most bees.
No, but no, I see what you're saying. The queen did most of the work.
Well, that's in a queen scenario.
I think it's a one-for-one comparison. But I think because the record, it's not, being a number one song isn't you're the best song of all time. It's just for that week.
Well, maybe somebody,
someone's going to overtake his record.
Someone's going to beat my bee eating record eventually.
No, but not the next week.
They might.
But I think it's the Hot 100 is every week it updates of like who's like, heard the most album sales.
No, you can't get the record for best most. Yeah. You can't beat the record for most amount of bees eaten because you ate all of them.
I ate every bee.
Wait left. For new bees to grow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know how they say the bees are disappearing? It's all this guy.
You should have done mosquitoes or something.
Yeah, that would have been
helpful. Imagine tell you what you should have done.
Yeah,
greenhouse gases.
Yeah, that would have really helped all us the out. Greenhouse gases. They can employ me to just sit by fossil fuel factories. I'll just suck it all in. Good stuff, fellas.
Stop breathing out. Stop breathing out. Stop breathing out. Stop breathing out.
Oh, yeah. Breathing out wouldn't be good. Yeah.
Oh, no.
You'll figure it out.
You just kill me then. I'll suck in all the greenhouse gases. You shoot me in the head. Save Earth.
Yeah.
They erect a statue. Good on him.
B plus.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
I've been Jackson.
Jackson, you're on... stuff.
Yeah, I'm around.
Yeah, I mean, if you've listened to this podcast, you know who Jackson is. He's on stuff.
I'm on plumbing that
streaming on
Thumb
Twitch.
Twitch.tv/JacksonBailey. I'm there. I'm on Twitter at All Dogs Are Dead.
Yep.
Twitter's dying, but I'm tweeting, baby. So.
I keep trying to think of any other podcast you're on, and all I can think of is Being Hot as Hard, which
I'm not
is
on
Cass's
that.
Podcast that you're not on, and probably never will be.
Yeah.
But listen to it, I reckon.
Yeah, you should probably you should definitely still listen to Being Hot as Hard.
Get your ears out for
Yeah.
Zoe B.
Yeah.
Cass Page. Some episodes with Nina Oyama.
Yeah.
Season one with Nina Oyama. Yeah. Season two with Guest.
Oh, yeah.
Guest, yeah.
Yeah, we've had Ruby Innes. She was on first episode of season two.
Yep.
That's silly.
Annie and Lena. Lena's been on this show heaps.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, Being Hot is Hard, yeah.
Yeah, check it out. Fuck my podcast.